Zhang Fu, The Organ Systems of Traditional Chinese Medicine by Jeremy Ross. Chapter 9. Gan and Dan. Liver and Gallbladder. Gan functions. Number 1. Rules free flowing of qi. Number 2.
Stores shi.
Number 3. Rules tendons. Number 4. Opens into the eyes, manifest in the nails. Rules free flowing of qi. This is the most important gan function. Failure of these functions forms the basis of gan pathology and is associated with many of the characteristic signs of gan disharmony. In simple terms, qi rules the formation and hence the quantity of postnatal qi. Fei and Xin govern the movement of qi throughout the body, and Gan rules of evenness of that movement. Gan does not rule the volume or the force of movement of qi, and is not primarily associated with patterns of qi deficiency. Gan rules the evenness of qi flow, the smooth, unobstructed movement of the substances throughout the body, and hence the harmony and regularity of body functions and of behavior. Gan disharmony results in obstruction, blockage, and stagnation in the flow of qi and substances, and in uneven, irregular, and disharmonious function and behavior. There are four main facets of the free-flowing function of Gan. Harmony of emotions. Harmony of digestion, secretion of bile, harmony of menstruation. Harmony of emotions. Gan governs not only the smooth functioning of the body, but also the harmonious interaction of the individual with the external environment. If the movement of qi and the flow of the emotions is uneven or obstructed, the individual may give inadequate, excessive, or inappropriate reactions to environmental stimuli, resulting in disharmonious behavior and in disharmony between individual and environment. This involves the common association of the intellectual faculties of planning and decision-making with Gan and Dan respectively. Harmony of digestion. The Gan function of a free flowing of qi is necessary for the activity of qi and wei in digestion. Also, if Gan is disharmonious, stagnant Gan qi may overflow horizontally into qi and wei. This is called Gan invading qi and wei, and results in various digestive disturbances. Secretion of bile. The Gan function of a free flowing of qi is also involved in the even harmonious secretion of bile. If there is disharmony of this Gan function, secretion of bile is disturbed. Harmony of menstruation. The free flowing function of Gan is also important in menstruation, where there must be even an obstructed flow of qi and shi. This is related to the second function of Gan, storage of Shui. Stores Shui. Gan stores Shui and regulates the quantity of Shui in circulation at any given time. When the body is active, Shui moves out of Gan into circulation. And when the body is at rest, Shui returns to Gan. Disharmony of this Gan function may result in too little or too much qi in circulation, or in irregular functions in the volume of circulating qi. The interrelationships of qi with Gan and other Zhang Fu are discussed on page 189. Rules of tendons. The Chinese term jin is often translated as tendons, but may refer to the tendons, ligaments, and muscles of Western medicine. Hence, the word tendons is given a capital letter in this book. When referring to the Chinese concept, since it does not exactly correspond to the tendons of Western terminology. The tendons associated with the gan function refer more to the contractile aspect of muscle function, whereas the muscles associated with P function refer more to their bulk and strength. If gan xue is deficient, the tendons are not properly moistened and nourished by xue, and their contraction will be impaired and inharmonious, resulting in stiffness, spasms, tremors, and numbness. The interrelations of muscles and tendons are further discussed on page 173-4. Opens into the eyes, manifest in the nails. All the zanfu are involved in the proper function of the eyes, and various zanfu disharmonies manifest in the eyes. Traditionally, gan qi is associated with the ability of the eyes to distinguish the five colors, and gan xue is associated with good vision. Various gan disharmony patterns affect the eyes. Deficient gan xue causes to blurred vision and dry eyes. Blazing gan fire causes to eyes red, sore, or irritated. Stirring of gan wind cause to tremor of eyeball. The interrelationships of eyes with the various zangfu is discussed further on page 176. If gan stores and regulates xue properly, the nails are pink and well-formed. Gan disharmonies may result in pale, thin, brittle, rigid nails. Patterns of disharmony. Depression of gan qi, deficient gan xue, hyperactive gan yuan, blazing gan fire, stirring of gan wind, damp heat in gan and dan, stagnation of cold in gan jin luo. The foundations of gan pathology are 1. Depression of free flowing of gan qi, resulting in stagnation of qi and xue, and in disharmony of digestion, menstruation, emotions, and behavior. 2. Deficient and irregularity of gan xue, resulting in problems of tendons, nails, eyes, and menstruation. 3. Tendency of gan to deficiency of yin, to dryness and heat, to hyperactive yang and blazing fire. 4. Stirring of gan wind due to deficient gan xue, hyperactive gan yang, and blazing gan fire, or to severe fever. 5. The combination of internal or external damp and heat with the tendency of gan to stagnation is associated with the accumulation of damp heat in gan and dan. 6. The combination of stagnation due to depression of free flowing of qi with stagnation of cold, result in stagnation due to cold in gan jin wo. Origins. Figure 9.1 outlines the main origins and the interrelationships of gan patterns of disharmony. The origins of each individual pattern of disharmony are discussed below in the appropriate section. General gan signs. Signs of gan disharmony derive from disharmony of 1. Gan functions, for example, free flowing of qi as it affects digestion, emotion and menstruation, and storage and regulation of xue. 2. Tissues and orifices ruled by gan, that is tendons, nails and eyes. 3. Distribution and interconnections of gan jin luo. For example, gan jin luo passes through and connects with the head, eyes, hypochondriac, and genital regions. Hence, signs common to all gan patterns of disharmony tend to include digestive
disorders, emotional disharmonies, menstrual problems, affections of the tendons, eyes and head, and distension of the hypochondrium. Depression of Ganqi. Origins. This is one of the commonest patterns in clinical practice. Its usual origins is in emotion disharmony, especially depression, frustration, irritability, and anger. The relationship between emotional disharmony and depression of Ganqi is not so much one of cause and effect, but of mutual interaction. Signs. The key signs in this pattern are depression, sensation of distension, and tenderness of hypochondrium, chest and breast, poor digestion. Jinluo signs. Sensation of distension in hypochondrium in chest. Signing. Sensation of plum seed qi in throat. Lumps along the Jinluo. Emotional signs. Depressions, frustration, irritation, and anger. Digestion signs. Poor appetite, poor digestion, nausea, belching, sore regurgitation and vomiting, epigastric pain, abdominal distension and pain, borborygons, loose stools. Bile signs, jaundice, bitter taste, vomiting yellow fluid. Gynecological signs, premenstrual signs, for example, distension and soreness of lower abdomen and breast, irritability, etc. Irregular menstruation, amenorrhea or scanty menstruation, infertility, dysmenorrhea. Pulse and tongue signs. Pulse wily. Tongue normal or purplish. Pathology. Jinluo and general. Impairment. Impairment of free flowing of qi leads to stagnation and accumulation of qi, and hence to the sensation of distension and pain along the course of the channel. Characteristically, the pain is not severe. It may move in location, and it may come and go, especially with increase and reduction of emotional disturbance. If, however, stagnation of qi progresses to stagnation xue, pain is more severe, often stopping, and does not change location or come and go. The pulse changes from wiry to wiry and choppy, and to tongue changes from normal to purplish, perhaps with purple spots. Location of signs depends on the area affected by stagnation. For example, if it is stagnation of qi, there may be distension and soreness in the breast, hypochondrium and abdomen. There may be a stuffy feeling in the chest, accompanied by signing. The depression of Ganqi may invade the throat, combining with the phlegm and cause the flowing body or plum seed qi sensation in the throat, which characteristically comes and goes with depression. Qi and xue may stagnate at various locations along the course of the channel, forming lumps. Emotions. Physical, emotional and mental vitality seem stagnant and depressed, and the individual feels low and dispirited. Basic moods of depression may be punctuated by outbursts of anger and irritability. This pattern emphasizes the importance of emotional disturbance in originating disease. Here, depression may precipitate digestive and gynecological disharmonies, and also pain and discomfort along the course of Ganjinluo. Digestion. There is a very close relationship between Gan and Dan, and Pi and Wei. If depression of Gan Qi invades Pi and Wei, there may be a mixture of Pi and Wei signs. If Gan invades Wei predominantly, Qi tends to ascend, causing nausea, belching, sore regurgitation, vomiting, and epigastric pain. If Gan invades predominantly Pi, Qi tends to descend, causing borborygmas, loose stools, and abdominal pain. Bile. If depression of Gan Qi impairs bile secretion, in addition to general signs of digestive disharmony, for example, loss of appetite and nausea, and distension of hypochondrium, there may be jaundice, bitter taste, and vomiting of yellow fluid. Gynecology. In menstruation, Gan communicate with the uterus via Ren Mai and Chong Mai. Gan, Ren Mai, and Chong Mai are all concerned with an obstructed movement of Qi and Shui in menstruation. If there is depression of Gan Qi, there will be an interrupted and uneven flow of Qi and hence of Shui during menstruation, resulting in irregular and scanty menstruation. There may be sensations of depression and irritability, and of distension and tenderness of abdomen and breast, which characteristically builds up prior to menstruation and declines once it commences. If the stagnation includes stagnation of Shui, then dysmenorrhea will characteristically include severe stabbing pain, which may be eased by the passing of clots of blood. The interrelationships of Gan and other Zhanghu in gynecological disorders are discussed on page 205. This common pattern of disharmony may exist by itself, may be a precursor for other Gan disharmonies, may coexist with other Gan disharmonies, may be a precursor of disharmonies of other Zhanghu, for example, of Pi and Wei, and may be combined with a variety of syndromes of other Zhanghu. Treatment. The principle of treatment is to invigorate Gan Qi and to disperse stagnation, using even or reducing method. Reducing method is used more in cases of severe pain, as in stagnant Shui. Even method is used more in milder cases with milder pain, as in stagnant Qi. The points used depends on the combination of disharmonies manifested by the individual, as in the following three examples. Premenstrual tension and breast lumps. Tai Chong, liver 3, invigorates Gan and regulates circulation of Qi and Shui, relieves pain. Qi Men, liver 14, as above, especially for pain in hypochondriac and breast region, and as combination with Tai Chong. Ru Zhen, stomach 18, specific for breast problems. Dysmenorrhea due to stagnant Shui. Tai Chong, liver 3, to disperse stagnation of Qi and Shui and hence to relieve pain. DG, spleen 8, accumulation point of Pi, regulates Shui and uterus, especially for dysmenorrhea in combination with Hegu. Hegu, liver 4, large intestine 4, clears channels and suppress pain. Indigestion and gastric pain. Tai Chong, liver 3, regulates Gan to dispel invasion of Pi and Wei by Gan Qi. Chang Men, liver 13, regulates Gan Qi, regulates circulation of Qi and Shui, aids transformation and transportation by Pi, alarm point of Pi. Gongsan, spleen 4, regulates pee and wee, relieves pain. Common disease patterns. Depression of Gan Chi may be a component of various diseases. Depression, indigestion, cholecystitis, mastitis, breast lumps, premenstrual tension, amenorrhea, dysmenorrhea, etc.